It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is District 24 Senator Mike Wabama. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Well, I always like to visit with legislators who are brand new, and this is their very first legislative session, and obviously it can be very trying, your first one. There's a lot of learning curves to go through. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you have experienced since you've gotten to the legislature, which is only like 2 weeks, has only been underway for about 2 weeks now.
Right. Well, first let me say I appreciate the grace you gave me with delaying this opportunity to talk with you with the passing of my mom in November and just giving me the time to get through that process and talk now. So I thank you for that. For me, in my career in the Air Force, there were a lot of training opportunities where they use the phrase the fire hose, where you come in and you got to assimilate a whole lot of information very quickly. And in the military training style, if you don't catch on fast, you find yourself booted out of the program. And so you got to figure out how to do that. Here now in Bismarck, I find myself kind of taken out of three fire hoses. And as I alluded to in the legislative update I just put out there, it's just absorbing all of the bills that are out there and trying to get some idea of what they consist of and stand on top of that. But it's also learning the process and procedures of the Senate, the formality of it all, and then the technology piece. I had a couple of days I wasn't feeling well that I couldn't go in, but I was able to log in and vote and do everything as if I was sitting at my desk in the chamber. And that's because of this COVID process, that the changes that have taken place in the Capitol to allow us to be able to do that. It's phenomenal and works like a charm. And it's just almost like being there. The only thing you really miss is that drive-by interaction with somebody in the hall that says, hey, by the way, I've got this issue I'd like to talk to you about. And you don't really have that. But basically, everything else is there, so it's been good. But it's been somewhat overwhelming. I'm finding myself trying to get out in front of it instead of responding to things, and so that's my challenge at this point.
And what's it been like as far as COVID? How do legislators have to protect themselves during the pandemic?
Well, we obviously everybody's encouraged to wear masks at all time or social distance, and as you well know, there's a lot of opinions on that, and so some legislators are, I'm not going to do it. If I don't have to, I will if I have to, but if I don't have to, I won't. And so there's various challenges that way. But basically, we have established the rules that 30 minutes prior to the session being gaveled in until 30 minutes after it's gaveled out, everybody has to be masked up so that the full body can be in the chamber without concern about that issue. And then in the committees, the chairman of each of the committees gets to decide, masks on, masks off. All of the seating arrangements are set that everybody can be social distance. And so it's comfortable either way. My personal preference is masks are not everything that they're hyped to be. And so I'd rather not, but nor do I want to challenge or be in front to anybody who's concerned about that. So it's a little bit of both, but we do have some protections in place to confirm everybody's covered during specific periods.
Now, we've been blessed with nice weather to drive back and forth between here and Bismarck this winter. When you are at the Capitol in Bismarck, what is your daily schedule like? I mean, how early in the morning can you start? And later on, it'll go pretty late, right?
The later on part I haven't experienced before, but yes, that's kind of how I envision it taking place. Right now, with the committees that I'm on, education and government and veterans affairs, the chairman have decided that they want to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we do that session in the morning. Education meets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Government and veterans affairs meet Thursday, Friday. So we meet at 9 in the morning, and then again after the session, typically we gavel in the session at 1 o'clock, take care of the business, gavel out, and then the committees get together again in the afternoon. And so depending upon what work you want to accomplish beforehand and come in and visit with people, you can come in as early as you want. I think some of the guys are there 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and some guys are there late doing the work. I find that if I'm sitting in the chambers, I'm too distracted to get anything productive done. So I either go to a place they've set aside for each of us to more or less have an office to go to, or I come home and in the place I've rented here in Bismarck for the session and sit down at my desk and log back in and go through the things I'm doing until my eyes either cross or roll in the back of my head, or I find myself sleeping at my desk and then I crawl into bed and then get to start in the morning. So I'm typically up about 5 in the morning, spend a little time in the Word, and now too, there are several Zoom sessions or Microsoft Teams sessions that have 7 o'clock breakfasts or sooner, or other things that go on and we visit. So it really is kind of all over the map with regard to what happens in the morning or how late you go in the evening. And it's really capable to a personal taste, you know, what your own personal rhythm is. If you're an early morning person or a late night person, you can accommodate that. So,
well, very interesting, and we look forward to future visits with you. We'll probably get into some issues that are hit home here in District 24 later on in the session. But for sure, we wanted to touch base with you and see how things are going in the very early, only 2 weeks after this week. It'll only be 2 weeks into this legislative session. So we wish you all the best, and we'll look forward to our next visit with you. Okay, Mike?
Yes, thank you, Steve, and thank you to the voters of District 24 for giving me this opportunity. I'm really excited and looking forward to what comes next.
There's your District 24 State Senator Mike Wabama, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.